And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for our children's moment with Sandy.
Rock in my shoe. Oh, look at that. Oh, that hurt. Oh, you don't want to hold that, honey. Do you know that rocks can last over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in hundreds of years? Rocks are important. What can you do with a rock?
Throw them.
Minerals, and you sometimes make toothpaste. Okay. Anything else? What else can you do with rocks? Do you know anything? Build, yeah. They build houses with rocks. Years ago, they built walls. They built castles. They built fortresses. They built everything with rock. Just imagine how important. You could also heat, well, not this size, but a nice-sized rock and heat it, and they used to put it in their bed to keep them warm. Now I just have a dog. So, rocks are important, and they all, some of them really look really nice and real pretty. We got them, I got them that are, look at these are so pretty. So there's a reason for them. Throughout the Bible, God is called our rock. Why do you suppose people call God our rock? Huh? Yeah. He's our strength, isn't he? We know that we can lean on him. We can depend on him because he is our rock. Did you know that the Bible calls God our fortress too? Listen to this verse in Psalms. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. God protects us from harm, just like those old castles and fortresses made of stone. Best of all, he has shielded us from the cost of our sins with his son, Jesus. So, here, take a rock. So that you can remember that. Want one? Okay. No. Okay. take a rock so that you can remember that God is our strength and our fortress. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you give us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.